You're listening to Kaleidoscope here on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliette Frumhold, and we are getting ready to tell you about an event that is happening this Friday night. It's become kind of a Dayton tradition, hearkening back to our community several decades ago at this point. It is the Asylum Reunion, and it's a celebration of one of Dayton's biggest nightclubs and biggest scenes from the mid-90s to mid-2000s, and we've got one of the folks involved, Matt Freeman. Welcome.
Hello. Thanks for having me out.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Now, Matt, you're an organizer of the reunion itself, but you were also one of the DJs at the original club, The Asylum. Take us back. Tell us a little bit for listeners who might not have been around Dayton back in that mid-90s, early 2000s era. What was it like? What was happening?
Well, just to give you a little bit of background. So Scott Etzel was the owner of the Asylum, and he had taken a trip out to New York and visited the Limelight. And so he decided, hey, I would like to do this in Dayton, Ohio. So he had a warehouse and transformed it into a nightclub, put up about 100 naked mannequins. DJ booth was a jet boat, and he opened it up in 93, and it ran to 2005. And it was pretty much just a melting pot of goths and punks, ravers, UD students, and the music kind of reflected that as well. It was, a lot of gothic, industrial, techno, alternative 80s, disco, hip-hop. So it was kind of just all over the place.
What was it like to be a part of that community? Because I know of a lot of friendships that were forged on that dance floor that endure to this day. You were right in the thick of it. What was that like?
It's to think about it now, it's kind of crazy to think that somebody allowed a 20-year-old to have the responsibility of music and for such a large, diverse crowd. It was like a real-time learning experience. I had nights of clearing the dance floor, figuring out everything real-time. So, I mean, it was this kind of indescribable environment to be a part of at such a young age. I mean, it was awesome.
And that kind of melting pot of people and characters and the building itself was kind of a character in the downtown community for so long. I know there were a lot of memorable nights and stories, but is there any like one event or night in particular that sticks out to you?
You know, I get asked that a lot, and it's at this point, it's all fuzzy. So, really, I think back of, the 80s night, just walking up to the club, and there's already a line, like, wrapped around the building from the front and the back. It's like, 10 o'clock, and just the amount of people that came out, having the radio station come out on Fridays and do small kind of game contests and, it's just really hard to pick one specific memory because I think most people say that too. Like, well, I have a lot, but it's all kind of fuzzy.
So. Yeah, fuzzy and mishmashed together a little bit.
Yeah, all positive or mostly positive, we'll say.
So flash forward to 2010 and the club had been closed for a few years, and you started to think about this idea of a reunion. What were those early thoughts like when you were starting to think, oh, maybe I should get everybody together?
Yeah, so the club closed in 2005, and then, kind of just noticed that people still kept talking about it. Every time you go out in a social environment, people are like, oh, remember the Asylum when this happened and that happened? So I kind of kicked around the idea of, well, let's do a reunion and see if anyone cares. And, they did. I mean, the first one was a success, and then we did it two a year for a while, and then we kind of went back to one. And each year, the attendance grew. So finally, last year, we hit well over 300. So as most people would think, maybe the numbers would go backwards, but these keep climbing. It seems like the interest keeps growing. So, we're just going to keep doing them until it doesn't make sense anymore. So right now it does. So
It's funny. My colleague, Nikki Dakota, says that like once you've done something for 3 years, then you've done it forever. And that's kind of what this event feels like, that this is just now a tradition. This is a thing that happens once a year in our community that everybody kind of gets together and celebrates this venue and this community. Have you found that as your numbers are growing, are you getting to introduce new folks into the community, or is it always, you know, people who had been coming to the club?
I think the circle is actually getting a little bit bigger of who's coming out, because I saw a lot of feedback this week online, and it's a lot of people I've never seen at the events, or I'm like, wow, I haven't seen that person pop up online, or there'll be a remark of, oh, I didn't know they did these. So it's cool that it's broadening. And this is another weird situation, but a lot of people have kids now.
Right.
So
right.
just a couple of these couples come out, and then their kids are coming out too.
Oh,
so,
that's wild.
So it's kind of cool that they are partying with their parents, but at the same time, it's like, it's been that long. Okay. So it's cool that, the kids are interested, and they always say later, oh, that was like the best event I've been to. So they're like, when's the next one?
Nice. So tell us a little bit about what folks are going to experience on Friday night. You're going to be DJing. I'm imagining there's going to be a sweet light show happening, a lot of dancing. What is this party going to be like?
Well, it's going to be myself and Eric Heilman and Joe Franchina. So we're all going to be DJing, and we all DJed, in the boat back in the day. I have put together a video of some footage from the club and pictures, so we'll have that all displayed on the screens. I do have the cage at the venue.
Whoa.
So they will be able to dance in the cage again. And a few years ago, somebody had found one mannequin that was left. So it was actually at a garage sale, and the guy was like, yeah, this is from the asylum. So I said, I got to go pick this up. So, we've got that out there, and I was asked, hey, you going to do any of those old games that the X did? And I'm like, I said, well, there was one game that had two people in a box, and you have to change clothes, and, the walls will fall down. Hopefully you're clothed, that time. But, I also said, might be the same crowd that hang out, that was kind of going out back then, but we definitely look a little different than we did then. So I don't know. We may keep that for maybe the final year if we ever get to that point.
There you go. There you go. That'll be like the final event of the final year.
Yeah, exactly. Go out with a bang.
And if folks want to get the party started early before heading over to Therapy Cafe, there is a pre-party as well at the Barrel House.
Yep. So it's right across the street, and we will be doing that from 7 to 9. So you can get your pre-party on and just walk right across the street to Therapy at 9.
Fantastic. What else do you want people to know before they make plans to come out and dance and have a good time, maybe run into some people they haven't seen in a while in a slightly older visage?
I mean, just come out, enjoy the night, have fun, share some stories, dance, don't take it too serious. It is definitely, it has that feel of, just being social, and, it's as nice. I feel that crowd is way more disconnected from the phones and all that. They're just totally there to reconnect and listen to some music they used to. So just come out and have a good time, really.
Fantastic. We are talking about the Asylum Reunion. It is a celebration of Dayton's big room nightclub era. It's happening Friday, this Friday, November 29th at the Therapy Cafe. Doors open at 9 o'clock. There's a pre-party at the Barrel House right across the street starting at 7. We've got more information online at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. Go there and connect. Make plans to attend and to do a lot of dancing as well, because I know Matt and the guys have some great music planned for you. Matt Freeman, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.